Welcome to this special Ignite Your Life series brought to you by Unity Online Radio. What would your life be like if you could live every moment with more energy, focus, and joy? Spiritual coaches Daryl and Ed, Carla McClellan, Reverend Paul John Roach, Janet Connor, Reverend Maggie Oman Shannon, and Reverend Paulette Pipe are ready to show you. So settle in, listen up, and get ready to ignite your life with renewed passion and purpose.
Welcome to The Funniest Thing, where each week we share stories about how stepping out boldly always leads to better than expected outcomes.
Yes.
I'm Daryl.
And I'm Ed.
And we're broadcasting live from Middle School Studios in downtown Culver City, the heart of Screenland. And today?
Yes, it's a special show.
Yes, it is. Today is a special show, part of the Ignite Your Life lecture series.
Yes.
And our topic is confidence.
That's right. Professor Daryl.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to say, this is a special episode. I'm Professor Daryl.
And I'm Professor Ed.
My constituent here is Professor Ed.
Yes, and we are colleagues at Funniest Thing University.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and today's lecture is entitled In God We Trust.
From FTU.
Yes, confidence comes from being vulnerable. It means remaining open to our good, even when we think we don't deserve it. When we feel scared or threatened, it's tempting to run back to things that used to give us security and try to make them work. God is always pushing us upward and onward, never backward.
So you're saying that being confident isn't about mustering up enough strength to go in there and show them what you mean?
No, as a matter of fact, I just found someone posted a great quote just yesterday on confidence, because this is something Daryl and I have had to learn a lot about in our lives.
Well, we thought we used to lack confidence.
Yes.
Because we mistook the word confidence for false bravado.
Right. Well, we were kind of in between. Because inside ourselves, we knew that's not really confidence. You know, that's just like arrogance.
Right.
But we didn't yet have the confidence to trust in what we always knew inside.
No, not
real.
At all.
Yesterday, a couple days ago, I saw a quote on Facebook. It said, confidence isn't walking into a room thinking you're better than everyone. It's walking in and not having to compare yourself to anyone at all.
Yes.
So our show is sort of about how do you gain and cultivate and maintain that confidence.
Oh, I got excited.
To not have to compare yourself to anyone. Where does that confidence come from?
I got excited because I almost jumped ahead to our readings, because one of them is from the Daily Word.
Yes.
Because really, confidence, we're gonna share how confidence is not necessarily what you think it is.
Right.
It means with faith, but with so much faith, right, that you can allow yourself to be vulnerable. And that's what we're going to be talking about, because that really is acting confidently.
That's right. And Emmett Fox, from Around the Year with Emmett Fox, says on August 12th, take God for your partner.
Why don't you tell them where they can get any of these books?
Any of these books that we read from on this lecture or any of our shows can be found at www.goodreads.com/Daryl and Ed.
Forward slash is the one that goes that way.
And this is called Around the Year with Emmett Fox. And on August 12th, he suggests take God for your partner. He says, why not organize the business of living in a big way? Because that's what confidence is really all about, right? That's what a lot of success salesmen sell. You're going to do it in a big way. Yeah. I'm going to help you, right?
Yes.
Yes. And we know that Daryl and Ed have found that there's only one way to really take it to the next level or whatever.
Right.
All that stuff people report that they're going to help you with. And it says, why creep along, as some people do, from one tiny stepping stone to another instead of striding out boldly? There's a way out of limitation that never fails. It is this. Take God for your partner. If you will really make God your business partner in every department of your life, you will be amazed at the quick and striking results that you will obtain. Of course, if you want God to be your partner, you will have to include him in every corner and every phase of your life.
And you know what? Some people might go, oh, how do I do that? God seems so remote.
Yes.
And I heard something just the other day. an easy way to take God as your partner.
Yes.
So this guy was upset. His wife was working as a waitress somewhere, and she came home and said how one of the customers did something that was disrespectful and made her very upset. So the husband, hearing this, got all like, I'm going to go down there, and no one talks like that to my wife. You know,
oh, I know the feeling.
So yeah, and feels like he's got to go down there and show some confidence and
yes.
make sure, you know, what's what.
Right.
You know, so he starts heading out the door, and she yells from the bedroom window upstairs. She goes, Tim, don't you go down there and do anything. And he said, oh, yeah, then what would your God have me do? Because he was like all like
yes.
so angry.
Oh, man, yeah.
He's even throwing it towards his wife. And his wife calmly looks down at him and says, I don't know what my God would do, but I know what love would do. And that, when we take God and God is love, it's easier for me to understand how to take him as my partner when I think of it, you know, what's the
yes.
loving thing I can do?
Yes.
What is love?
Yes.
You know, what? How can I demonstrate love in this situation? And it
yes.
takes the fear away, too.
That's funny that you said that story, because there's another great one from Emmett from the same book, Around the Year with Emmett Fox, from September 24th.
Ed used his $5 bills as his bookmarks, I just realized.
Well, that's how well this stuff works, man. So from September 24th, it's called Are You Dynamic? Because that's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's very popular. People want to be dynamic. I mean, and we all do, and we are all dynamic beings when we're plugged in.
But we think it means something bigger.
Right.
And that's why I mean, not something bigger, but something, I don't know, read it, and it's
Emmett says it well.
Better than I do.
Many people think they would like to be what is called dynamic, but it does not appear that they always have a very clear idea of what that expression really means. Aggressive and noisy, bombastic in manner, because that's what happens
yeah.
when I feel threatened, and then I want to pump myself up and make it look like I'm really confident, but really I'm terrified.
Well, yeah, I almost feel like that's what I should do.
Oh, yeah, believe me,
I
know exactly what you
mean. Act this way.
Yes.
Then I'm either going to be stepped on or not taken seriously.
Right.
Or not shine.
Yes.
Not stand out.
Yes, yes. And Emmett goes on to say, a dynamic person is one who really makes a difference in the world, who does something that changes things or people. The magnitude of the work done may not be great, but the world is different because that person has lived and worked. And then he goes on to say, the real secret of a dynamic personality is to believe that God works through you, whatever you may be doing. To put service first and to be as sincere, practical, and efficient as you know how.
And that's why I like the idea, and we're going to talk more about that because you have a great example of when you go into a meeting.
Yes.
Using love as the focus.
Yes.
But that's why I like seeing God as love in order to gain confidence.
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, when I lack confidence or when we lack confidence, it, you know, the tendency is to think I need to learn how to manipulate better or, you know, how to like, I got to learn, you know, some tricks into, you know, how am I going to make this work out? Sometimes
yes.
I'll think, oh my, like I'm not making it to the next level. I better go to a seminar
yes.
because then they'll teach me how to manipulate better because I'm just not getting it. But it's really when I'm in that place, it's not about how do I learn how to manipulate better. That doesn't bring confidence. It's remember, no, how could I learn how to love better? Because when I was in college, we were talking about this yesterday, I was feeling this lack of confidence in anything I did. So I went to the bookstore, and back then, this is 1981, I was telling you, they didn't have like a self-help section, really.
Right.
So it was like thrown in there with psychology books.
Yes.
And I'm going through them, and I find this one book, and I'm like, this is it.
No, no, first tell them the other book. Come on, you got to let them in, the story that you chose. There was, because I asked you, I said, didn't Wayne Dyer have a book out at that time? And you said,
yes,
actually, that was the first one I grabbed.
Okay, the first one I grabbed was called Your Erroneous Zones.
Yes.
I didn't even know what that meant,
yeah.
but it just sounded something. And back then, everything was talking about erogenous zones because it was like
it was.
The 70s. So I'm like, at first, I'm like, ooh, maybe this has something to do with But anyway, so it was basically about how to let go of these defects of character that get in the way of us
yes.
living successfully. But there's something about my intuition. The cover was odd to me because his face fills the cover.
Yeah.
But this portion of his head was cut off.
That means from above the eyebrows.
Yeah, and I thought, that bothers me a little. Like, I didn't know why. It was just like my artistic sense was like, ugh.
Yeah, so
I didn't get that book.
Right.
Later on, like about 6 years later, I saw like Wayne Dyer somewhere and I noticed he was bald on the top. So I'm like going, oh, that's why it bugged me, because his fear of showing his bald head came through in the picture. But anyway, so the next book I grab and I go, this is going to give me all the confidence I need. And it was titled, You Can Negotiate Anything.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, this is that. Cause I would always like, I could never say yes when I wanted to say yes or no when I wanted to say no.
Yes.
I would always be such a people pleaser that I would always give in at my, you know, at my own expense and always regret it. And then I would resent the person that I said yes to when I should have said no.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of learning from it that it was my mistake, then I would resent them because I said yes and blame them. You know what I mean? It was very twisted.
On and on it goes.
Yes.
So you're talking about the real. Yeah. When you brought up this book yesterday, it's called You Can Negotiate Anything.
Right.
That's the way we feel like. That's the way I feel like if I'm coming from a fearful state of mind. That's why in the beginning we said when we feel scared or threatened, it's tempting to run back to things that used to give us security to try to make them work. And that real confidence means remaining open to our good, even when we think we don't deserve it. Because the truth is, God is always giving us everything we desired, everything we truly deserve. Now, the thing is, a lot of, like, there's whole philosophies about how to negotiate with fear and how to be the one who's creating fear in others and how to get things that way. But the problem is it's generated from the false premise, which is that there's really anything to fear in the first place.
It's making the fear more real.
It's like building our armor.
Yeah. Not only am I building armor, but I'm also making the whatever it is I'm afraid of bigger.
Exactly. So we have to keep building the walls bigger, the houses bigger, all of it, because we keep magnifying what we're focusing on, which is fear. So today's episode, again, is about the confidence that comes from plugging into God and recognizing what's real.
That we'll get everything we need. That's the key. That's the only time I'm vulnerable is knowing that if I'm in any situation, whether it's buying a car, which could cause a lot of lack of confidence, which I'm doing now because you got to talk to the salespeople.
Right.
You're on there. You're in their house.
Right.
You're at a disadvantage.
Right.
But it's not to let my emotion of people pleasing or fear just keep affirming this or something better. God's in charge. And be honest and know that if I don't get this, like, be honest about myself. Like, if I don't get this car, I'll get the right car. It's funny that we'll bring this up. I got to show this because I keep notes.
Yes.
And this is great to do if you want to build confidence with your higher power.
Yes.
It's a little notebook so you could jot these ideas when they come to you. And it's funny. I remember I was writing about yesterday. I wrote, I want a higher power that's creativity, generous, kind, caring, powerful. I mean, that's what I want. And I go, and I have.
Yes.
And I wrote, and that reminded me of the good news. And here's the good news. The good news is the judgmental punishing God doesn't work.
No.
So then I realized, wait a minute, believing in the judgmental punishing God who's going to, you know, if I just beg him properly, then he'll give me the thing.
Or if I
want.
Come across and I look like I'm, you know, a false kind of powerful, like I look like I have it all together.
Yeah.
He'll accept me and you know, take me on as one of his own.
And people will take me seriously. But it's not that. It never worked. But believing in a loving, providing, generous, forgiving one does work.
Yes.
See, there I am believing in that.
Yes. For those of you who are
listening only, because we're also doing this as a YouTube video.
Yes.
In my pad, I have a picture of me struggling with belief. A cartoon of me with the belief in the judgmental punishing God, and then one of me like, oh my God, this really does work.
Yes,
and it really does work because it's true. Affirmations aren't lies we try to convince ourselves of. Affirmations are a statement of truth, and that's why they feel good.
Right. And that's why we have a good daily word from yesterday. Where's that at? Because it's all about
right
being
here.
Vulnerable. And from a fearful place, vulnerability sounds like a scary place to be. But from a God-centered way, vulnerability means being receptive to the good that's always being offered to us.
Yeah, and that allows me to be confident, because all confidence really means is from the Latin terms, with faith.
That's right.
Yeah, so it just means to be able to enjoy life to the fullest, because I now have faith that yes. a loving God presides over all.
That's right, and when we do certain things like a morning routine, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, these are the only way Daryl and I can have real faith, like real confidence, not the kind like that. Because another thing about faith, it can be taken as like, you know, people in the past, I think that's just trusting in something that's not real. How do I know that that's real? But when you develop some practices like a simple morning routine, like we're going to talk about, and you visit with God every day, it's not having faith in someone else. It's having faith in your own experience that you get by spending time with God each day.
Yeah. And it grows and grows and grows. So moments of panic become shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
And it becomes easier and easier for us to make turn on the switch.
Right.
I wonder what great good is going to come out of
this. Right.
Matter of fact, I can't wait to see what great good is going to come out of this situation.
Because I'm just starting to recognize how much God's love and the generosity of life, of the life that I'm leading, it does not begin and end when my mind starts to have a bad day or has a good day. But what it does do is when my mind is in the flow, it just makes me more receptive to that God that's always, always, always. It's such a relief to find that's true confidence, to know that there is something that I can always rely on, even when my mind is telling me that I can't.
Yeah, and just this morning I was using the tool because a lot of these fears were popping up in my mind about silly things. But, you know, you could latch on to those. And thoughts attract.
Yes.
Thoughts that are similar.
Yes, yes.
So what I chose to do, and I learned this a long time ago, was remind myself that these thoughts coming up that are thoughts that are fearful,
right?
That means they're coming up, they're being healed. They're coming up to be let out.
Yes.
It's almost like the subconscious pus is now coming out.
That's right.
And just bless it. And then, like, you know, bang the tambourines and cymbals, like, wow, this means I'm getting better.
That's right. Because anytime you face something that requires confidence, something new, stepping forward, it's inevitable that the old beliefs are going to be, they're going to come up. And for me, it's easy to start thinking, like Daryl was saying, it's easy for me to start getting down on myself because, oh no, here I go again. You know, I'm doing the same stuff, but I have to look at it, like Daryl said. And I've heard a teacher a long time ago say, when I was sitting somewhere listening to something, they're saying, it's got to remember, it's all on the way out.
Yes.
The fact that you're even recognizing it's there and not fully believing and acting from that place shows that it's on the way out and that we have a choice.
Yes.
Even though it might not be comfortable at that moment, but we can, at least we have enough awareness to choose, like Daryl always does, go take a walk up the hill, take a reading from one of these books. Just do anything. Hop on a bike and just start riding down the road. Or
go eat.
Turn to someone. Yeah, go eat. Yeah. Take a 3-minute nap. I'll do it in my car if I have 3 minutes before I need to go inside. Turn to someone next to you and say something kind to them.
Yes.
Or even just observe something kind in them. And that helps us get vulnerable to God. And that's what we want, is become receptive and vulnerable to God.
And then we have confidence.
And we have confidence.
So one of the things we read in the morning routine every morning is the daily word.
Yes.
And you said you can. I've been subscribing for decades now.
Yes.
Ed's a subscriber. And many of our listeners to our radio show, Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed, have become subscribers because of our show. And they cannot thank us enough. It is one of the best little, you know, easy to read, easy to digest. It's not filled with a lot of ads at all.
Uh-huh.
It's just page by page. You have a single page, and all it has on it is that day's meditation.
Right. And the most common thing we say and hear is, I can't believe how perfect Daily Word ends up being for exactly what I need to read that day.
And funniest thing, yesterday's and today's were perfect for our topic for this lecture series. And yesterday's was Sunday, March 8th, and it was freedom. Free from fear, I celebrate the gifts of vulnerability. When I give power to my fears, I become like a knight in armor. My defenses shield me from what I fear, but also block me from authentic human connection.
Yes.
As I release any worry about whether I am good enough, I am free to grow into my full potential. As I release the fear of getting hurt, I am free to feel all my feelings.
Yes.
Knowing at depth that I am worthy, I open my heart to give and receive love freely. I choose vulnerability rather than defensiveness, humility rather than aggression. I allow my heart to open to all that is, to live from a center of love, and to treat others as I would like to be treated. As I shed my armor and embrace my vulnerability, I allow myself to live fully, free from fear. I celebrate life. And then the scripture verse is, and don't let that scare you, just think of it as a positive quote that's really, really old.
Yeah.
And it says, but the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. And that's from Psalm 37:11. And this reminds me of a story which changed my life. Not a story, but an incident that occurred in my life that forever changed my life. And that's when I was at my worst. I was in the military and I was in trouble, and a Marine gunny sergeant, and if you don't know what that is, Marine Master Gunny Sergeant is the highest ranking enlisted person you could be. But these guys don't sit at a desk. These are the highest ranking. They're like the officers on the front lines.
Yes.
And this guy was a Vietnam vet. I mean, he was the epitome of what I thought confidence and courage was.
Right.
What I thought it was. And when I met him, I was full of, you know, I'm a victim. You know, you'd have problems like this, too, if you grew up like I did. I suffered a lot. I had this, and all those things were true.
Right.
But blame just keeps us from, it's a great excuse to prevent me from achieving my heart's desire.
Yes.
That's all blame does. But, and I learned that from him as well. But the point of this story was not that. It's that I was telling him my story. And he looked at me and he said, you know what you are, Fazaro? You're a phony. Beep. And I felt my heart go, ugh. And then I felt like, oh, the vulnerability came.
Yes.
And I felt like the jig is up.
Yeah,
and that felt good. And then he said this. He said, do you want to know how a coward goes through life? And I was honestly ready for him to say, just like you know, to be punished. And he held up his clenched fist like he was about to fight.
Yeah.
And he goes, a coward goes through life like this.
Yeah.
And then he said, I went through my whole life like this because I was afraid of life. And then he opened up his arms like to give a hug. And he had a smirk on his face. He said, wouldn't it be great to go through life like this? He goes, that's courageous.
Yes.
And I was like, I want that.
Yes.
And he didn't teach me to become a better fighter or to be more aggressive. He kept teaching me that love is the most powerful weapon in the universe.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe it. And that's what we're hoping you're receiving from this lecture, that it's not about learning a new technique to manipulate your way into a better position. It's more about releasing that.
Yeah, and it's about releasing the stories. And because a lot of times, one thing, I'm glad you told the story about the stories you were telling at that time, because that really, these stories that I think I might need to use to justify myself.
Or make me heroic. I used it to make me sound heroic.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, even more so, to get a claim or whatever.
I'm like a victim and a hero in the same story.
But what it really amounts to is in a form of just armor, and that's really keeping out the positive flow of life. Now, it's one thing to tell a story in service and laugh at ourselves and realize what we learn from that, and you know, but it's another to be using. You know, we all know people, and I know parts of myself that want to carry around old baggage and use that as an excuse for why I'm not able to do this. Excuse for, you know, why the world is not a loving place. You know, and it amounts to is keeping me, if when I'm doing that, is keeping me out of the flow, which is ever present. I like this real quick from. from Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind.
And once again, while Ed's looking that up, all our books that we refer to on this lecture series or on any of our shows can all be found at goodreads.com/Darryl and Ed. Or even easier, you can just go to our new website, which is www.darrylandedoneword.com, and you can find everything there and shortcuts to get these books at discounted rates through Amazon and other online dealers.
Right, right. Now, on a smartphone, if you go to our website and go to the book list, you may have to sign in to Goodreads. That's not required, I believe, on a desktop. But
and there's no fee, and you're under no obligation. It's a free service.
Right, 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 right. But so anyway, this one's that we are really excited about that website, darrylanded.com, because it's really simple and really clean, and it just tells you, it gives you like all these different resources we use. You can get the Unity Online Radio, and
you just reminded me, I got to make a link to subscribe to the Daily Word.
Yes, which we're about to have our own little landing page for that as well.
Yes.
So there's a lot of exciting stuff happening. So we've Darryl has developed a very clean, fun little website, and we have a lot of great guests and link to shows that those guests are on there. So we encourage you to visit it. So from Science of Mind, this was given to me by Dr. Elizabeth Marshall over at the Center for Spiritual Living in Inglewood. Now, Dr. Elizabeth Marshall, I have to stop here and tell you, when we're talking about confidence, this stuff on Unity Online Radio, the stuff that Unity talks about, the Fillmores, Eric Butterworth, and their contemporaries like Ernest Holmes, this is the origin of a lot of the stuff that has turned into Hay House, that has turned into Deepak Chopra, has turned into...
This is where it all came from.
Yes.
This is it. This is actually the well... Like you said the other day,
yes,
that all these contemporary new thought leaders drink from.
And I say that because a lot of them don't quote Fillmore or Butterworth or Holmes.
No.
But they'll say the exact same thing and actually sometimes take credit themselves, and which is fine. But there's something – it's just like musicians say, like, if you love rock and roll, go back and listen to the old blues.
Yes.
It's the same thing. If you love Wayne Dyer – go back and read Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind. Go back and read Emmett Fox Around the Year or any of the Emmett Fox books.
Florence Scovel Shinn.
Do it. This will give you confidence because then you're reading the same stuff they read. As a matter of fact, Dr. Elizabeth Marshall has personal ties with Louise Hay. We didn't know this.
No, we didn't know this.
She just shared it to us matter-of-factly. We know for a fact that this is truth.
Yes.
That a lot of the stuff, man, if you listen to different popular people in the New Thought movement, Michael Beckwith,
or
a lot of the Hay House authors, Ernest Holmes, Florence Scovel Shinn, a lot of these, it's so good to just go back to the stuff that those people that you love read and realize that we're all in this together.
Oh my God.
These things don't, like, practicing this stuff doesn't make us better than anyone else.
You're bringing up a good point. Do you know, actually, giving credit to others is a sign of confidence and vulnerability.
Yes, it is.
And because what happened, the only reason I would think of not giving credit is because I want you to think that I'm important. And if I give this credit to somebody else where it really came from, you might not look to me as the authority. You might run away and go straight to Ernest Holmes.
Right.
But we know that's not true.
Right.
We know we're here as a depository to share everything that works with us with you.
Right.
In hopes that you'll grab a hold of these books or one that speaks to you, and then you'll go on and your life will improve
through
divine inspiration in your own personal life.
And it may even function as a suppository because a lot of the crap that you're holding on to will be released.
Yes, and it's fun to give credit.
It is fun to give credit. In fact, I was thinking another thing is like I might share something and then get scared that, oh, maybe if I share who I got it from, they're going to come after me, none of that stuff happens. The more we give credit, the more I give credit to people in my life, and I've learned a lot about this from hanging out with Darryl here, the more people get joyously involved in whatever we're doing. And it's amazing. I was listening to Abraham Hicks the other day, and that's where in one of the lectures, they were talking about the whole goal, because a lot of it was someone who was who said they were creating a lot of great things, and they're looking to create with they wanted to. What did they say? They wanted to attract other high energy creators.
No, I want brilliant co-creators like my. I want to know, how can I attract more brilliant co-creators like myself?
Right.
Because all my friends are just dumb dumbs.
Right, right. And one of the things she said is, in our world, we become too worried about trying to take ownership of these great ideas we have as if they came from our head and not. What it's the most amazing thing is, like, if you have a big idea to do something, God put that idea there. God is also going to put all the people in your path that you need to create, to take it to the next level. And often they come from the most unexpected places.
Yes.
So, and she even noted that we have to keep an unconditionally loving, open mind and bless everyone we meet. Because there's a quote. Who's that?
Florence Scovel Shinn. Everyone is a golden link to my highest good.
Right.
And if you're enthusiastic about what you're doing, like Ed and I are about doing the show and sharing this stuff every week.
Yes.
Like, we get so high off that, we attract the most unexpected characters.
Yes.
That end up contributing so positively to the show.
Yeah, this show wouldn't exist without Blind Bobby Biggs doing. He's been turning our YouTubes into MP3s and putting out material for how blind people can use.
And he was just a fan in Tampa.
Laura Harvey is a former editor of the Daily Word. Used to be the every week she would read the Daily Word on our show, and at that time that took us to a whole new level of excitement.
Yes, because we looked at the Daily Word editor as like a rock star. I wish I had Laura Harvey's poster on my dorm room back in college.
Right.
And I mean, it was so amazing.
And it's true of Christine Barone or Sandy Page or Jen Henry and Leslie Henry and all the people.
And these are ordinary people. I mean, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, if Ed and I just said, okay, we got to only talk to, you know, people who really apply this stuff. Let's see if we can get Wayne Dyer on.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get this one on or that one, like celebrities in the field.
Right.
But that's like trying to push and shove and manipulate.
Right.
Where the way that confidence really works is be enthusiastic in a general way about what you're really enthusiastic about doing.
Yes.
And then the people that show up, don't judge them as, wait a minute, this guy, you know, she's a systems analyst. How's that going to look good having her as a guest on our show? We don't even need to worry. We don't concern ourselves about that.
No, we've had Eric Varndell, who's in the big time corporate type of fellow.
Oh, he was the CEO at Goodyear of all things.
Yeah, and we had the other. Who's the other fellow you just
Steve Chandler?
Steve Chandler.
I just spoke with him. He's responsible for the creation of the Tostitos scoops.
Right.
When he worked with Sara Lee as a CEO at Sara Lee.
We've had Larry Broughton, who's a big speaker and
Broughton Hotel chain.
And we've had Nuns. Sister Mary Leah Hill, Sister Rose Picotti. We've had Emmy-winning actors.
I know. And we don't even, like, we don't go out of our way to hunt them down. It's like they pop up in our lives. And we've had moms, grandmothers, administrative assistants, and they all contribute wonderful things.
Yeah, and my mother and father, they by them talking to me about the show, all of these things just contribute to what we're doing.
And that's what we're trying to help share with you regarding confidence. Just be confident. If you're enthusiastic about something, that's all you need to be.
Right. Because we attracted the our friend of ours, Mike Harney. We didn't even know he was an actor.
No.
And he, by getting him on the show, he didn't come on the show to sell something or because he was doing a tour or anything.
No.
He just came on to share the benefits of living a faith-based life in the best way he knows how. And the same was true for Tony Dennison.
Yeah, and all our guests, like none of our guests were not because they're promoting a system or a book. And if one of them is, we don't have a problem with that. But that's not the reason they're on the show.
That's
right. We have them on the show because when we meet them, we start talking with them,
yes.
And we're like, oh, my God, you do that too? Like, meaning apply these spiritual principles?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we text with our friends and the slash fans. I mean, how can we forget Stephanie Havelka from Sport, the innovator and founder of Sportkini down in Laguna Beach?
Joe Williams
from Evac Art.
Who's a veteran who I met in Syracuse. Becky Watson.
Jeff Spikes.
Jeff Spikes actually knew Master Gunny Sergeant Mike Ertin.
Well, as I say, there are friends as well as people, fans, and we're fans of them. And it's just this big love fest because we text with them, they text with us. We get messages throughout our day, the right person at the right time. This is confidence, and it's not – it's just from – We used to just sit together at a coffee shop and talk about this stuff. And one of Daryl's friends, Mike Dugan, a mentor, suggested we do this show. And here we are doing the show. And it is amazing. And so that I wanted to talk about that because it's a lead into this reading from Ernest Holmes. Shall I read this now?
Is this the one I'm thinking about? Oh, yeah, this is perfect for now. And then we got to share those other ones, like how we practice it in meetings and how we have confidence and morning routine. We got
time. So everything's going really well. So, but this one, the reason I want to read this is because part of laying down and being like our weapon, my weapons and my walls and being vulnerable to God is to, and being willing to acknowledge that it's done through me.
Yes.
Right? Like I'm just a vessel for this great ideas and these inspirations.
Yes. It's basically just surrendering and letting it flow through me, not figuring out how am I going to get her to say yes or him to do what I want, because that's the confidence I need to get what I want.
Yeah. Nope. Wow, that's amazing. Minister Kenneth Gray is another guy who hasn't been on the show yet, but he really always fuels us with everything we need to stay inspired. And I mean, I wouldn't have Daryl. I had this book, Science of Mind, for years before we went to the metaphysical Bible study. And you know, like Daryl and I with the Bible and Science of Mind less so nowadays, but we don't go into the Bible or most big books without a prescription from an expert, from a doctor.
Yes. And that's why the Daily Word, going back to that,
yes,
at www.dailyword.com, you can subscribe, is a great introduction to the Bible.
Yeah, because it has a little bite-sized quote.
So you know right where to go, and you can just read around that quote in the Bible. Don't go too far because you might scare yourself, like sometimes Ed and Daryl do when they read too far in the Bible.
Right.
And then you can just go, and run away, and you got your medicine for the day.
And we recommend a version of the Bible given to us by Sister Jennifer Tekla over at the Pauline Books and Media, one of the Daughters of St. Paul, and it's called The Message. It's a modern translation of the Bible, and it is written in language that Daryl and I really, what do you say, resonate with?
Resonate. Because it actually comes across as if Jesus grew up in New York City.
Yeah, and
he just gives it to you straight.
Gives it to you straight, I mean, with joy.
Yeah.
So, okay, from the Science of Mind, page 140, it says, "It is done unto us." And this is so great. This is where confidence comes from. Because today I had a lot of resistance in my brain, but I just kept reminding myself of this. What a marvelous thought to bear in mind that it is done unto us. We need not coerce. We do not create the power, but we must let this great power operate through us. He goes on to say, we do not create. We use the power of the one mind, which creates for us. What we outwardly are and what we are to become depends on what we are thinking, for this is the way we are using the creative power. The sooner we release our minds from the thought that we have to create, the sooner we shall be able to work in line with spirit. Always man uses. He never creates anything.
Wow. You know what that made me think of? Mm. It's funny because when I feel like I start feeling worried or rushed or I got to get it together, that really is an indicator that I need confidence. So I start thinking, oh, I need confidence. But confidence means with faith. So it means I just need to not act from that place, but it's an indicator not to keep pushing and panic and try to figure out how to make it happen from this feeling, this fearful feeling.
Yes.
It means I need confidence, the correct definition of confidence. It means I need to take a step back and strengthen my faith. And you know what? this is the perfect time to bring this in, because yes. one of the things you could do is pause.
Take a few deep breaths.
Take a few deep breaths and do an affirmation. And
yes,
we got a great one. If you ever feel you're lacking confidence and you got to figure out how to manipulate yeah. the situation, stop, because that's an indicator you need confidence. You need some,
you know, as we go into these breaths, the images pop into my head. Like when little kids are walking away from their mother and they're getting more confident, the confident kid knows the parents are there. They don't have to keep looking right. back. But if they do, they look back. They know,
you know, she's there. Yeah.
Then that's how we're learning to be with God. Because we gotta walk confidently through our day.
Do-do-do.
Sometimes we need to look back.
Do-do-do.
If we start getting scared.
Do-do-do.
But slowly we build our confidence.
Do-do-do.
And then leads us right into this Do-do-do. Breath, which Do-do-do. Is,
Do-do-do.
I don't need to be weaselly. Because God does it easily. So let's take a breath to clear our mind here. I don't need to be weaselly. Because God does it easily.
I don't need to be weaselly. Because God does it easily. I don't need to be weaselly.
Because God does it easily. All right. Now, I think this is what you're referring to earlier, right?
Yes, this is an amazing tool.
Yes. And let's combine it with the tool.
Oh, wait. It's this one.
Okay. We got a couple good Ernest Holmes. I think we agree we should share some of both.
Yeah, because what was the love one?
Well, you find out. Let me tell you. Okay. The way I use this in a concrete way, and a lot of people use this, is when going into meetings, for any kind of meeting, family, at yes. a dinner, even though they don't call it meetings, it could be a family dinner. But the main thing is, to realize that it's God that works through us. So, like, because it's not uncommon for me to walk into a meeting and then all of a sudden my mind starts to say, oh, no, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. What about that? So,
yes.
First thing I do is I start blessing my mind. I don't run from that feeling. This has happened to me recently. I just
let
say,
it almost
all right.
let it come through.
Yeah,
you.
Let it come up. Tend to myself first.
You said something to yourself that I've been using, and you probably forgot, because that's usually what happens.
Let's hear it.
Especially when I say something and
yes.
then you remember it.
Yeah.
When you said, Ed, you don't have to fix anything.
Yes,
you
don't
have great
to figure
job.
It out.
You don't have to figure it out. You're doing a great job.
Yes.
Ed. You don't have to figure. You could tell yourself that when
soothe
you feel.
Yourself
yes,
when
soothe
you start
yourself
to feel
first.
Scared.
That's prayer. It's allowed.
Yes.
You're not tricking yourself with psychological gimmicks.
No, no. You soothe yourself like the baby.
Yes.
And
because it is a panic baby.
Right.
That's when we're fearful and think, and
yeah.
I just need confidence. You got to calm the panicked baby.
Right. And when I do this at meetings, first I soothe myself. Then I start sending love to everyone in the room. Then the best part is, then I start, because I'm not trying to figure it all out, I start neutrally listening to everyone. I start really hearing where they're coming from and what they're really saying and what their fear might be or their worry and what their hopes are. And oftentimes, sometimes I'll say nothing. Sometimes the perfect window will open up toward the end. And in two sentences, I'll sum up everything in an inspiring way, because I was one of the only people or the only person listening with an open heart to everyone in the room.
And something you left out that you were sharing
yeah.
with, and we shared it on a previous show of ours, but I'll repeat it here for
yep.
our listeners if you're new, is Ed said he'll sit in the, like if he's in a meeting.
Yes.
Rather than listen to all the thoughts, like, why am I here? This is crap.
Right.
I hate these corporate meetings. What if they ask me a question? Instead of that, Ed said he just puts like a gentle smile on his face,
yes.
not a smirk. You don't have to do a fake smile. Like,
no.
I'm better than everyone here. I'm blessing the situation.
Right.
Boom. That'll backfire.
Yeah.
Just sit with a smile in your heart. You'll feel it on your face. And throughout the meeting, just send love to everyone there
yes.
in a general way. Especially
yes.
if there's someone there you feel conflict with.
Yes.
Send them love. Imagine them happy with their family. That usually takes the me
yeah.
out of it.
Yeah.
Like imagine them happy with their husband or with their
yeah.
wife, and it takes my little gripe that I have
right.
with them out of the equation. And then Ed shared, like when you were telling me this story, because I've experienced it too, and I challenge anyone listening to this to try it.
Yes.
Just sit in there and do that. And you will be amazed at the, like, the, what will happen.
Oh, yeah.
At the results.
I've frequently been told, this district is so lucky to have you. You're the best employee. That, you know, they're so, you know, like some pretty big statements. And I'm walking out of there going, man, I really didn't do anything. But the like people that really, the people that matter, if you will often come to me. And sometimes the most pretentious, contentious people that I hear about in the district will end up loving me. Not because I did anything, but because I listened. I've seen people go from combative to actually start crying and start to admit.
Right.
Because that's what we forget, is that we all need to be soothed. And if we're combative and if we're not in a loving space, it's because we're holding on to some kind of hurt, or if we're really cocky. Underneath that is usually something we're trying to protect ourselves
from. But wait a minute. I disagree with you. Or as they say now, I'm going to give you some pushback.
Okay. What do you got?
You did do something.
Oh,
you were doing the most. And this is the thing.
Yes.
Not that you discount it, but a lot of people knew. We think we're like, that's silly. But the most that's the most powerful thing we can do.
That is so true.
Is to sit there and send love. It's more powerful than me. Okay, I got to say the right thing so they know I'm doing my job. That's the weak lack of confidence then.
That's all guarded.
Yeah.
That's
and
all so guarded.
I used to like reminding myself, a confident man is a smiling man is a confident man. I used to think if I smile, it looks like I'm weak.
Right.
I should always have a grimace on because then it looks like I'm confident.
Right.
But the man with a grimace is the fearful man.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, let me just read. This was the other love.
Yes.
For doing that technique.
Yes.
This is also from Science of Mind on page 552. They have all the affirmations on the back for meditations. And this one is, love dissolves all fear. Greater than fear is love. Love dissolves all fear, casts out all doubt, and sets the captive free. Love, like the river of life, flows through me and refreshes me with its eternal blessings. Love cannot be afraid. It is fearless and strong, and it is mighty in its works. It can accomplish all things through the inner light of that faith in the all good, which fills my very being with a powerful presence. Love casts out all fear. And that goes back to what we've both been sharing a lot throughout this episode, is we don't have to make it happen.
Yes.
We just have to let the love flow and know that God is, like we like to say, instead of let go, let God, let go and let God do it.
Yes.
It actually adds the click.
I love that.
Yeah.
And the part I was going to read, we have an episode that we recently did called Make a Run for the Order.
Yes.
On there we read a reading called The Power Within Blesses All. It's on page 530 in A Science of Mind. If you want to read that or go to our podcast, you'll hear that, because that's another tool very similar from the same section of the book. Because just doing this lecture has helped me realize how important it is to soothe ourselves and get back into a loving, vulnerable place.
Yes.
Rather than take action out of fear. And that's true confidence, because that's saying, you know what? I realize I'm afraid, but I also realize that I don't need to be. I just need to soothe myself. Or I realize that this person across from me is sounding afraid and scared, but I'm going to be the one that has confidence to know they don't need to be either. And I'm, you know, if I can be a soothing presence, I will. Otherwise, I'll excuse myself until a later date. But it, like, that soothing piece is, that's true confidence. Like, because a mother soothes their child or a father soothes their child because they have the confidence that the child is not in that moment. They can see whatever that the kid is afraid of we don't need to be afraid of.
Yeah, it's not real.
And that's how God is always with us. And that's how we can be with ourselves and each other.
Well, because what I'm learning from this episode is that confidence, it doesn't mean I need to build myself up.
Right.
It means I need to surrender and comfort myself, reassure that God's in charge.
Today's daily word was comfort.
Amazing.
Yeah, and our chief engineer at Unity Online Radio.
His last name, it's Jeff Comfort.
Right. Let me see. Is he in the tower there?
Does he have his plane ready?
Is he ready? Because one thing we always like to remind people, that each week, not just on our show, but each and every day, anything you're hearing on Unity Online Radio is because
which is the envy of almost all online radio stations.
Right.
It sounds so good because of
each
his
week.
Chief engineering audio
yes,
skills.
True,
because
each week
he takes us
right into the comfort zone. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. And today's Daily Word, like I said, I'll read you just a little piece. We're coming to the close.
Yes, the close of our show.
Close of our lecture.
To the close of our lecture.
But it's called Comfort. The Christ within is my constant support, my everlasting source of comfort. I'll read a few lines. Wherever I am, God is. This presence is forever available to me. I call upon God within me, whether I want guidance or reassurance for a decision, comfort for a loss, or encouragement for a new endeavor. Whatever I seek, the Christ within me will provide. Any anxious thoughts or feelings fade away as I rest in the indwelling spirit that has always been and will forever be my everlasting source of comfort. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. How about a quick joke?
Yeah, well, let's end with a quick joke.
Quick joke and maybe a hymnal. See what happens.
A hymnal.
We'll see what happens.
I think we have time.
All right, this joke comes from the Book of Catholic Jokes, the second Book of Catholic Jokes.
And what does it say there?
And other godly humor.
Ooh. And it's also on our book list.
So it was Palm Sunday, but because of a sore throat, little Johnny stayed home. Oh, that little Johnny. With a sitter. When the family returned home, they were carrying several palm fronds. And it is getting close to Easter, so it's a tradition. They bring the palm fronds, right? And little Johnny asked them what they were for. People held them over Jesus' head as he walked by, his father replied.
Wouldn't you know it? The one Sunday I don't go and he shows up.
Yes, yes. Speaking of Jesus showing up, who is that walking through the door?
Hey, it's the king.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, Jesus.
I heard you guys were doing a show about confidence for this Ignite Your Life series.
Whoa, I mean, it's the other king. It's Elvis.
Hey, boys. And you know what they say about igniting your life, right?
No, what do they say?
So, anyway, one thing is you can't start a fire without a spark, right?
Wow.
But the other thing is when you're going real big, you might get the willies, as they used to say. That's what the colonel used to tell me. And then, but do you know what the truth is?
No! Hit us!
Can't start a fire. Worry about your little bird falling apart. Confidence comes from higher. That's why.
I watched the video, so I know how to do the Bruce Springsteen dance from the 80s.
And start a fire. Worry about your little bird falling apart.
Well, thank you for joining this special lecture series. Subscribe to the Funniest Thing Podcast on iTunes. It's easy. Just go to the iTunes store, the iTunes app on your phone. We love to hear from you, so send all your stories, comments, and suggestions to funniestthing@unityonlineradio.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Daryl and Ed. And find the Funniest Thing fan page on Facebook and like it. Oh, and something very exciting. You can visit www.darylanded.com to find easy links to everything I just mentioned and more. But most of all, thank you for being part of this special Ignite Your Life lecture series episode of Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed on Unity Online Radio.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this installment of Ignite Your Life. Catch the entire series here on Unity Online Radio. Fuel your mind, body, and spirit with inspiration from our life coaches, Daryl and Ed, Carla McClellan, Reverend Paul John Roach, Janet Connor, Reverend Maggie Oman Shannon, and Reverend Paulette Pipe, all on unityonlineradio.org/ignite. Funding for this special Unity Online Radio Ignite Your Life series is made possible by the support of donors like you. please consider sharing a gift today at unityonlineradio.org/ignite. That's unityonlineradio.org/ignite.